can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. We are in the start of our second hour. So, it's roughly about 4 or 4:01 Mountain Time, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 o'clock Central and 6 o'clock Eastern, where my guest is joining me from. But let's get this hour off to a proper start. Today is January 21st, 2023, and I'm your host, John, of Talk with John. Here on Saturdays, you can join me from 3 to 5 until February 4th. Then it's just going to be an hour, and I will be from 5 to 6 Central. The on-air line number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And if you're minute challenged, the phone number is 800-313-9443. Now, I want to get out my top of the hour show prayer real quick, as well as I want to get out the top of the hour. I want to mention my show mantra. Now, folks, I hope you'll forgive me, but this is to help me hold myself accountable to some extent. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then the show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about in the first hour, and we're going to continue in the second hour. Michael Letts is suggesting to many members of Congress, and I find that, and I think that's awesome, that they look into, because, and this has to do with the classified documents that were found in the former vice president's home, that those documents are classified. He mishandled these. He may not have had permission to have them. Who knows? One thing that I find interesting is Barack Obama has not come out and said that the documents were declassified. He hasn't really chimed in. In fact, my understanding, kind of all that Obama would have to do, and I find this interesting to some extent that he hasn't done it, is just say, "I declassified those documents, and I told Joe Biden that he could take them home." So there's a part of me that's going on the political intrigue sign or political intrigue side of the equation. You know, we've heard talk that Michelle Obama may want to run for the president. Well, Kamala Harris gets put in the vice president, or from vice president to president. Who winds up becoming the president? And if they remove, Joe Biden, can she even be installed? Who knows about that? But there's a pathway to Michelle Obama being put in, possibly even as president of the United States. Now, here's a question. So one of the questions is, the military tribunal is held. You said that it takes Congress. Congress would have to say for that to happen. And frankly, I guess even Biden could say that could happen. The other question is now, at this point, can he just declassify the documents and no big deal now that he's president? Because the vice president does not have – there's starting to be this debate. Does the vice president actually have the ability to declassify documents? That's starting to get out in the news as well. So those are some of the questions that I'd like to touch on, and I've got a list of a few others.
Well, let's take them kind of what basically you were saying, John. The vice president does not have the ability to declassify. that would have to be granted. Okay, so he can't, a vice president Harris could not do that, or any other vice president. You raise a potentially very interesting question. Could the current president, which would be Biden, go back and declassify those and say, okay, yes, they're in the residency, but they are now declassified documents, so there is no issue to them being at the residency since they are now declassified? That would be a very interesting discussion, because the president has, as you said, the president has the right to declassify. How would that look to go back and declassify something that I took when I wasn't supposed to, now to save my hide? That would be an interesting debate. That really would be. One of the other things, John, I want to quickly mention this, that keeps fueling this whole power, why we're talking about the military tribunal. You say, well, remove the military tribunal. Well, then the only options are to go through with the current branches that we have, the executive, judicial, legislative. Legislatives, I can't do anything. They can hold hearings, expose stuff, which is what they're attempting to do in the House now. The executive branch is controlled by Biden. So we've seen that with the Department of Justice. They're politicized, they're weaponized. They've already said they're not going to cooperate. So that's not really going to get you anywhere of accountability. The judicial side.
I'd impeach Merrick Garland over that alone.
Yeah, I would agree. But on the judicial side, here's the dilemma that I think the American people are seeing. Let me use something that deals with what EMS is involved with, all about gun control, you know, protecting officers, et cetera. You know, in New York, the Supreme Court ruled that the New York state laws for gun control were unconstitutional, and they were overturned. So what did the governor of New York and his legislature do? They came back and created even more stringent, worse laws. Did it twice. Now, you would think, okay, you turned down or ruled unconstitutional the former law. Surely you're going to, these laws are even worse. You're going to take a look at those and do the same thing. Supreme Court has just descended to not even hear the additional new laws about whether they're constitutional or not. So the point I'm making, you see, the American public has questioned, and rightly so, what's going on with our judicial system, John? Do we have a two-tier justice system? Can you really rely on them to bring people, hold people accountable? And that is why there is such a debate and such a frustration among the American people. We see these stories, whether it's the classified documents, whether other stories are coming out. Then the constant question, we do this on your show all the time, John, comes at the end of the unit. The question at the end of the day is, so are they going to be held accountable? And right now, unfortunately, it's a shame.
The answer has been no.
It's been no. Yeah. Now that's why you say, well, what other options do we have? Military tribunal is the only other option that we have, or create a new government.
I don't like the sound of, I definitely don't like the sound of that. Okay. Can any of the other branches of government stop this from happening?
John, I think that's an interesting question. Let me tell you why I say they didn't phrase it that way. This is historic. It's first. As far as we can tell, the answer is no. Can somebody say, there's a separate page that got dropped out on the bottom, and there's some fine print here that can change the perception of things? That's why I always say this at the end of all these shows that I'm doing on this topic of the last few days. Let the debate begin. You raise some good questions as well, John. Some of these questions we do not have the answers to.
Okay. Is it just the House that can initiate the military tribunal? Or does both the House and the Senate have to both vote in favor of doing that?
You have to look at the way that this, remember, this is part of the War Powers Act.
Right.
Okay, the Constitution itself grants the president the right to military tribunals. We then, the House and the Senate passed the War Powers Act back a couple centuries ago. And in that, it specifically gives the ability to declare war to Congress, and it specifically says it initiates it in the House with the Speaker of the House, the U.S. House of Representatives, and also they have the right to a military tribunal. So to answer your question, would the Senate have to concur? Doesn't appear to be, but I think one could argue could probably try to argue the same thing on the flip side.
Okay. Let's just say the military is asked by Congress. Are you aware of anybody right now that wants to initiate this that was in, that is in Congress right now, because I know of a few people that were running for Congress that probably would have loved to have done this, but they didn't get in.
To answer your question, there are quite a few members of Congress that I have talked to that are very much in favor of this. They have asked to not be, you know, put it out there yet until they can see what they can do to line up the votes behind the scene.
Okay. Now, as soon as that it is announced that this the Congress votes for it, let's say that it actually goes through the House and receives the votes to do, can SCOTUS, I'm sure this goes right to the Supreme Court.
This is why I said let the debate begin. You know, with this being historic, there's going to be gunshots fired everywhere. You know, I mean, you know, they'll say immediately appeal to the Supreme Court to rule it unconstitutional. There'll be all kind of debate, but debate is healthy and good to get this position moved forward to hold people accountable.
Do you have, okay, so one of the things that if the military tribunal is happens, do they just everybody all of a sudden show up one time, or do they have the ability to have an investigation done? Does the military have the ability to do the investigation?
It does. The military has the ability to do whatever is necessary as long as it's done in an expedient manner. So in other words, my point is they've already got members of, because remember, this is, it's not like we don't have military tribunals. Military tribunals exist today. They're being used to prosecute people from down at Gitmo, from enemy combatants in Afghanistan, things along those lines. So they will be immediately convened. And then they would take a look at the information that is causing the convening, i.e. the evidence that's there now. The Department of Justice would not have the ability then to say, no, we're not turning our stuff over. You can't just, no. Military comes in and says, okay, it's ours now. They'll take a look at it and, this is unclear. This needs to be clarified. This doesn't need to be clarified. There's additional information. Now, remember, this is still considered, you know, it's like an American court system. You still have the right to enter your defense. You still have the right to enter in any evidence that you may want to, you know, the military tribunal to consider. But they move and move very quickly.
So one of the claims, I'm going to go back to one of the claims by Joe Biden, is that he didn't even realize that these documents were at his home. Is that a suitable defense?
I think, you know, Trump said the same thing. You saw what they did with him.
Okay, fair enough. My opinion is, well, we know this with a lot of other people that have handled classified documents. Just because you accidentally took something home in your briefcase, there have been many of people that have been tried and gone to jail over taking stuff home by accident. Now, I do think that Donald Trump does have this case that who packed up his stuff and sent it over to Mar-a-Lago. I think that's, I mean, because with as many documents as supposedly there is with Donald Trump, there is no way he went through every single one of those documents and said, I want to take this is kind of a fancy paper. I want to take this home, you know?
Exactly.
I don't see that happening. Okay, so what is, since we haven't had any callers that can think of any other questions that I haven't thought of, let me ask you this. Here is my big, and this was when we got on the phone and you brought this up with me. The biggest fear that I have, we're setting the precedent. Are we going to see every president that this can happen to him? I don't think the left asks this question very often, but the right, I know, does. First of all, is this moral? Is this ethical? This is constitutional. I do think it's constitutional. I do think there's a very high case for that. Is it moral? I'm not sure. Is it ethical? Maybe. Then there's another thing that the left does consider is, can this be turned around against a good president? Let's say we get another Donald Trump in there and he's trying to build the border wall. Can a military tribunal be now held over that?
Well, here's the simple answer to that. It's never really as simple as we make it, John, but you remember, military tribunal has to be convened for cause. and have to deal with military issues. Now, obviously, if security top priority or top security clearance issues dealing with military intel have been compromised, then that's probable cause for a military tribunal to intervene and take a look at. If you're trying to say, I don't like the way John passed or securing the border, not that's that, you're stretching to figure out how the military gets involved with it.
Okay. Why did you want to present this? Why are you willing to take that risk?
For one reason, John. Let's get back to what we talked about. We started this whole conversation an hour and some odd ago. We've had great conversations on your show. The American people, in my opinion, are getting a much better understanding of how government works, and unfortunately the swamp that's within government and how it doesn't work because of greed, money, power hungry, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that's been consistent in every one of our shows, John, is people say, great, I understand the issue now. Who's going to hold them accountable? And we always come back and say, well, we're hoping that Congress will do this. We're hoping that, you know, the courts will do this. But unfortunately, we have never really been able to give the American people any assurance that people are going to be held accountable for their actions. The only other option I think that we have is to allow the military tribunal to oversee what concerns them, and that's national security. And this is an issue of national security.
And so am I understanding you correctly that it would be basically just on one specific thing? They can't try. They can't even take a look into is he the legitimate president of the United States?
That's
the only thing that they because he had classified documents at his home in an unsecured location, apparently that he didn't have authority to have. It is the one that is a specific item, specific issue that the military tribunal could go ahead and try him, possibly decide to try him over.
Yeah, that is the only, and all the circumstances surrounding that. Let me tell you what makes this situation unique again. You're talking about classified military intel. You're talking about a person who had access to it, who improperly stored it, left it wherever. That's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is he has a connection to, i.e., he's the father of a civilian who has contracts with government, enemy foreign governments who have an interest in those. And we have
let's talk about the attorneys looking for things that they have no classification supposedly to do so. Let's get back to that after this break. We've got Michael Letts of InvestUSA joining us. We'll talk, finish up with him on the other side of this break. And should any of you call in?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of
All right, folks, this is Talk with John. We're getting back to Michael Letts. I think we may not even finish up this segment. All right, so we've gone in, we've gone the rounds on this. One of the concerns that I brought up at the very beginning is, you know, should we do this? Is it proper to do this? And why were those attorneys searching for those documents? I'm going to ask you, why do you think that? I mean, no one hires an attorney to do moving.
No, you're exactly right, John.
No one does, unless they know that documents are there. There's no way.
Well, here's what's interesting, John. It occurred years and years ago. Okay. So now let's put that in perspective. If it were an accident, if I'm packing up your boxes, John, and I saw something, you probably shouldn't go in there, but I just automatically throw it in there. I forgot about it. No, somebody knew those documents were there. They deliberately have known that they were there. Now, that's not excusing the fact that they were put there. I'm just saying they deliberately knew they were there. They knew the implications that could be caused because of it. You know, Biden has created an awful lot of negatives for the Democratic Party over the last couple of years. They're grateful that he, quote-unquote, won the election and got them the White House, but they have been distancing themselves for some time because he's obviously got some mental capacity problems. You know, he doesn't know where he's at half the time. He can't find the bathroom. He can't stay on track. Doesn't know what he's saying half the time. But then, to add insult to injury for them, he comes out, while he may not know where he's at half the time, he comes out off the blue, unscripted. Yeah, I think I'm running again in 2024. And he puts a little monkey wrench in their whole plans as to how they expect the Democratic Party to proceed. So before that actually becomes a formal announcement, I think they may have decided, you know what, we're going to create a little bit of an issue here. They're basically throwing him under the bus. And these documents suddenly got discovered. The basis for the investigation is still there. I don't care why they were discovered. It's wrong in what happened, and that's a violation, that's a felony, a violation of national security. But the fact that it was discovered at this point in time, and now immediately you saw the Attorney General Garland, instead of doing what he would normally would do, wait 6 months, a year, 2 years, before he decides whether a special prosecutor is necessary, he would allow the agency, the FBI, to investigate first, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He immediately asked for a special counsel. They have moved this thing forward on a high track, high speed. You've seen a lot of key Democrats that, instead of coming out and defending the president, have now said this is a totally irresponsible act. And basically, it looks like they're trying to figure out how to get rid of Joe Biden before he becomes an issue for 2024.
So one thing that we talked about off air was, do you think the Democrats have you? Okay, let me ask you this directly, because you've said there's some people that are willing to do this. Are any of them Democrats that are willing to do this at the this time?
Oh, the military tribunal?
Yes.
I've gotten some response from some Democrats that are considering it. None that have said I'm on board yet. But here's what's interesting. When they say they're considering it, that tells me that they're putting it in their option box. That they've got a larger objective, and I believe that larger objective is they want to make sure that Joe's gone, whether he serves the rest through 2024 and then steps aside, or whether if he's going to be determined he's running again, they make it so that he can't run again and they remove him now.
So if this gains some steam and the DOJ steps forward and says we want to actually – take more movement on this, would you trust it? And then should Congress say, okay, we actually want to do hearings and we want to go to an impeachment level, do you trust them to do it?
I think, John, my answer to that question is they should be doing that regardless. I think they should have discussion about the military tribunal and make sure that the pathway is ironed out and secured and able to do so should it be necessary. But I think they should be doing it exactly the way they are doing it, but cooperating on both sides so there's transparency, so the American people can be assured that this is not a political gesture, but they're searching for the truth.
Okay, so one of the thoughts that I've had, and I think we'll kind of finish up with this, and then if you've got any other thoughts that you want to put a bow on, you're more than welcome to, and if we hit the commercial break, you can come on the other side. One of the big questions in my mind, especially when Merrick Garland put that special counsel together so quickly, I went, and he did it a Trump appointee.
Correct.
I'm almost wondering, is this a scheme not only to get, I'll finish the thought, on the other side, to get rid of Trump?
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me. My hero had the heart to live the life I want to live.
Public Broadcasting Network. Talk with John about the investment. A final I'm going to say to why the special counsel all of a sudden convened at the very beginning. I find it fishy. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to give the Democrats that said this was planted by the Republicans, I'll give them there's a possibility that it was planted. Now, how did these documents get there? I'm giving my supposition because I have no knowledge, but I'm just going supposition. I've heard that it has to do with Ukraine. It has to do with China, and I want to say it has something to do with England as well. Some of these documents have to do with those three countries. Not exactly sure why London's involved or why England's involved. Not sure, but Ukraine and China. Well, that makes total sense. Hey, I remember. Well, son of a B, he was gone.
Mm-hmm. initially took it because she was too much information. I got about a 2% chance that someone found it because they needed the phone number to get rid of them and not have them. Because not a word of this found out. Okay. This is so I can see them not releasing this information before.
I think Merrick Garland was in on keeping this quiet and everything. Because this was not released before the election. It was not released between the election and between Christmas. The dead time of year when you want to reveal something like this, where people aren't paying attention, is between Christmas and New Year's. I would have dropped it on Christmas Eve, or I would have, you know, that's when I would have dropped it, right? If I was in somewhat in control of this and I was on Biden's side, hey, this is going to get out, we need to get a hold ahead of it, that's what I would do. And that's what I would suspect would have happened. So I think that this is some form of taking down Joe Biden. That's my supposition. Hold on the comment there. I also think that Merrick Garland, it was incredible how fast he called special counsel. I also think they're hoping that they can take out both Donald Trump from the ability to run as president as well as Joe Biden. Your thoughts?
I think you're exactly right there, John. I mean, I think that that's their hope. I do believe it raises an awful lot of questions, just what we just talked about. I mean, why were they searching? Somebody had to know that they were there. They just didn't come across them by accident, as they're implying. I think it definitely does give them the ability to control Joe, whether that's to keep you from running, which I believe that's what they want to do. And they also, they were hoping that it would embolden their case against keeping Trump from coming back as well. The only problem with Trump is really a different situation from the standpoint he had the ability to declassify as president. Biden did not. And plus the degree of the type of. But, yes, there's no question, John. There's a lot of questions left unanswered still. And it's interesting how quickly this one has moved forward against Biden. And so I expect you're going to see a lot of things, which is why we're talking about the Military Tribunal. It's time to bring this matter to a closure, and it's time to start bringing back a one justice for all instead of a two-tier justice system.
Okay, let me ask you this as my final question to you before we let you go. And Michael, thank you for spending over an hour and a half with me today. I really appreciate it. What if you could wait, if you could talk to the big man upstairs, the God of the plan, Jesus Christ, and say, give me my desire, what I think is best, how would you want this handled?
I think really this is to go to a military tribune to quickly solve it, because it needs to send a message to the administration, to the Department of Justice. The days of politicalization and the days of weaponizing this against the American people are over. And I think we need to act with the military tribunal, and Congress needs to step up to the plate and do what they need to do, which is start impeaching people from DOJ, from the Attorney General, to others who have allowed this to occur under their watch. And we need to restore one equitable justice system instead of a two-tier justice system. Let me put this final conclusion in there, John. Why is InVest so concerned about this? Because you remember, our number one goal is to provide vests to protect the lives of officers. However, it's difficult to protect the lives of officers if Americans don't respect them. Americans are having a hard time respecting any law enforcement when they think it's a two-tier justice system, which is what is being demonstrated on a national level every day now. We've got to restore equal justice to all if we're going to have true freedom and liberty in this country.
Michael Letts of Invest USA. God bless you, brother. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you spending your time and bringing this to the attention of my audience and bringing it to the attention of me. Before we let you go,
sure,
we do have a caller. So let's let, boy, he came in at the very end. Truck driver Ray, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, my friend? Always appreciate your show. Both of you have really got me thinking, and I appreciate that. And I'd say my first response to this issue that we need to keep talking about and find a real solution is I would say, now, what about the statute of limitations? I think it's 7 years, unless they changed it. They're changing so many things. But now, so when Biden took his papers, he was vice president, and, you know, I'm not sure what date they would put on when he took each paper, if the statute of limitations would apply to that. But it is a federal crime, you know.
Okay, Truck Driver Ray, I'm going to let you finish more, but I want to hit this point. I asked Michael about this. Well, he's the president of the United States. He can now declassify them. But they were classified up until he was installed on, was it January 21st?
Yes, January the 20th, 2020.
Exactly. So at the time, it was a crime.
Clear up to January 20th, 2021. So the clock for, he's almost come up against the clock of maybe when they went in, but he is nowhere near the end of the clock. He's at the beginning of that still clock for the last day that they were in his house.
And let me answer a question for Truck Driver Ray. There aren't deals with national security matters, top secret personnel. So, you know, it doesn't make any difference whether those secrets were sold, stolen, or whatever, 2 days ago or 10 years ago. Statute of limitations would not apply to national security matters.
Well, that's good to know. It's a conversation that's good. So the main thing is that when he took them, he could not declassify those papers. But when Trump took them, he could declassify his papers.
And according to his testimony, he did declassify them. Now, I have not seen the documentation of that, but according to his testimony and those of his aides, Cash Patel, they were declassified before they left the White House.
Exactly. Because as far as I know, Trump, he lives by a higher moral code than Biden does. I cannot see any moral code that Biden lives by.
Having uncomfortable showers with your daughter implies to me that, yeah, there's just about no moral goodness behind that man.
No.
All right. Truck Driver, any last question? And then I'll let you go and I'll let my guest go.
Well, the last thing I'd have to say is, you know, what I've been saying for about 8 years, the thing I like about Trump is he did wake me up. I did get more involved in politics. And so I didn't realize how bad it was until Trump, when they went after Trump and tried to, you know, create a fake crime to try and turn him into a criminal when he wasn't a criminal. He didn't do any crime. That's when I realized, you know, how bad does it have to get before enough people wakes up to change things? I mean, you know, obviously, socialism is not the type of government the Founding Fathers gave us. And the type of government the Founding Fathers gave us was the most successful government that we know of that's ever been on the history of this earth. And you know, but socialism, communism, Marxism, all these other forms of government that they have drip by drip by drip worked its way into the government that the Founding Fathers gave us, we do not have that same type of system, and we need to go back to it.
Well stated. Truck Driver Ray, thanks for your call. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Michael Letts. Appreciate both of you.
Michael Letts of InvestUSA, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a privilege to have you here. God bless you.
Thank you, John.
Have a great Sabbath. God bless the USA, and God bless InvestUSA as well, my friend.
Thank you so much, and thank you for caring for our first responders and for trying to make sure that this country is returned to its original founding principles. Equal justice for all.
Thank you so much for your time.
God bless
you. Have a great weekend. Take care. All right, folks, I've got some other stories. Let's get on to, let's hit, boy. So we've already covered one of the stories that I wanted to get to. L.A. County Sheriff Deputy actually had a single car fatal crash. Now, most likely, he was a receiver of the vaccine, and that's probably what caused it. Elon Musk, this is an interesting, just a quick little mention. I think I'm only going to do kind of some mentions of these. Elon Musk admits, I felt like I was dying after taking second experimental mRNA vaccine shot, and his cousin had serious case of myocarditis. Elon Musk admitted on Twitter that he felt like he was dying after taking the second experimental mRNA shot. And a young cousin had myocarditis following the vaccine and was taken to the hospital. So one thing that I will give Elon Musk, and I still don't have a lot of trust in him, is that at least he is willing to say, hey, there is some serious concern here. And that we probably need to, he's willing to say this. Kind of funny, because in the past, he was not allowed, you weren't allowed to say those type of things on Twitter. So I think that at least in itself is a positive move. Now, is the question, is he trying to control things? I don't know. Soros-backed prosecutor by DeSantis lashes out at Florida governor after losing bid to get a job back. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinckley, a Clinton appointee on Friday, ruled Governor Ron DeSantis violated the First Amendment and Florida Constitution when he suspended a Soros-backed prosecutor for refusing to enforce Florida abortion laws. However, the state prosecutor, Andrew Warren, lost his bid to get his job back. The federal court does not have the power to reinstall Andrew Warren. As previously reported, he is Soros-backed in Florida. Thank heavens. Glad. See you later, slimeball. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. All right. A couple of articles I want to mention. Flashback, Epstein-linked Clinton lawyer found shot and hanged, death ruled suicide. Shot, hung, found dead. Shot and hung. And don't look here, folks. That was just a suicide. Not buying that for a minute. Hanged from a tree by an electrical extension cord with a shotgun wound to the chest. To me, sounds real fishy. And folks, that kind of says, take a look, watch out here. Next story. And I'm not going to be able to get in depth totally on this, probably. I might spend a little bit more time on this. Marjorie Taylor Greene at the very beginning looked like one of the best. She's getting more and more and more concerning. Marjorie Taylor Greene's office covers for the CCP Epstein-tied influence operation. Sorry. This is from the National File. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia 14 is refusing to discuss the Epstein-led Chinese Communist Party aligned Humpty Dumpty Institute, despite knowledge of its involvement with foreign influence operators and the brother of Jeffrey Epstein, for fear that the investigation could implicate Kevin McCarthy and other members of the GOP establishment. National File can exclusively report that MTG has known of Humpty Dumpty Institute and its subversion of the United States Congress and has refused to act for fear the investigation that goes into HDI, the CCP, the People's Liberation Army, maligned influence operations could bring down Kevin McCarthy and other members of the GOP establishment. After initially thanking National File for exposing the Humpty Dumpty Institute, the CCP, and the PLA infiltration of Congress, MTG spiked her office's involvement with further exposure of the influence operation. This is an article, folks, that you probably want to dive in and take a look into. Unfortunately, she's gotten more and more fishy along the way. We'll get to a couple more stories.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It needs to be brought up and talked more about.
openly communist. This is another story from National Trial. Openly communist Las Vegas commissioner admitted to being a MAP, minor attracted person. Clark County, Nevada Democrat Commissioner Tick Sergblom, who represents the county's Las Vegas Valley District, admitted to being a minor attracted person outside of a county commission meeting in a caught on video exchange that's been completely ignored by the corporate media. A left-wing term, so minor attracted person is a left-wing term for pedophiles outside of Clark County. Now, this is where I'm going to give my comment on the news. Just because you're minor attracted doesn't necessarily mean with 100% certainty that you are a pedophile. Nevada's burgeoning election integrity movement. This guy's a minor attracted person, aren't you? A constituently directly asks Sergblom, who without hesitation nods his head and replies yes to the question. One of the patriots behind the video admitting his pedophilia recently joined with Stu Peters' show where she blasted corporate media and Nevada politics structure for ignoring not just the Democrats' own words, but continued attacks on Nevada's children by government actors. Okay, so I'm going to kind of give just my commentary on the overall thought of this. My personal opinion is it's possible for people to have attractions that are different, strange, and off the rocker. But once you're willing to admit that that's truth out loud, I think it needs to be blasted all over the place because I don't want them there. I don't want them having any responsibility. You know, I know of women that like short guys. I know of women that like tall guys. They're all over the place. We need to keep our eyes out for people that are minor attracted people. Woke term for they side with pedophilia. This has been Talk with John. Have a great Sabbath, folks. Take care.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.